It is Friday, and a man who doesn't sleep on the road, but you do occasionally see him walking around on the road, and we're also getting to that kind of dangerous time of year where we have to warn people that if they're driving in a certain part of Carlton County, they may encounter a guy who all of a sudden veers off the road to look at goldenrod without any notice at all. So drive safely if you're driving in Carlton County over the next few weeks. Hey, it's Mr. Larry Weber. Good morning there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you for giving that that warning. Yeah, this is Awesome August, and Awesome August always has something to see along the roadsides. And yeah, you're absolutely right. If there's a car veering around, it's usually me, and don't be surprised if it comes to a stop and gets out to photograph things and so forth. Yeah, if you look at the calendar of when the summer solstice was in June and then the autumnal equinox in September, you would see that we are halfway between the two. So this has been called, the first week of August has been called midsummer. I tend to think of it as a little bit more like late summer because of the things that happen. Temperature-wise, it has been just pleasant. It has been the average, pretty close to the normal, and I think it's just been wonderful temperatures. However, we have a couple things coming up. We have, number one, we have hotter days coming. And number two, we're having some rain in the forecast. Now, that is, for me, a very welcome sign. We got these wonderful downpours in July, which ended up statistically making July wetter than normal. However, we have almost no rain since the 21st of July. And if you work out the numbers there, that is more than 2 weeks away. And so, yes, it'd be nice to have some more rain coming this weekend. It would be just pleasant for me to see. The days continue to get shorter. We are going to be passing a threshold of having sunrises at 6 o'clock and later starting this week. And yes, that is a movement toward the shorter days. The sunsets continue to get earlier, too. We now are somewhere around 8:25. And yeah, that's quite a change from what we were at the time of the solstice. The shorter days, of course, trigger movement, and there is migration going on. Some of the more obvious ones are shorebirds and swallows. But there's plenty of songbirds, and I notice a kind of a restlessness and groups and flocks and so forth along the walk. And then this is perhaps a surprise to some of us, but at the end of next week, Hawk Ridge will already start doing their counting for raptor migration. For me, I have another raptor that I've been noticing a great deal, and that's barred owls. Barred owls have raised a family in the nearby woods this summer, and the young are still bothering the parents, constantly calling, trying to get fed. And so I've been hearing young barred owls call a great deal. The adults often answer back in calling, so the nights have been active. And then I have an interesting story to tell of another bird, and that is a trumpeter swan, actually two trumpeter swans. It's not unusual. You know, they have an interesting history. They were virtually wiped out in Minnesota. They were completely wiped out in Minnesota. And then they were reintroduced somewhere in the 1960s, and it just took off. Now they are found pretty much over the whole country, including nesting in this area. Well, it turns out that we had two of them show up on the 1st of July on a nearby pond. The pond was kind of small, shallow, but it provided for them a place of safety and shelter and food for them to go through their molting. Their molting phase is such that they lose a lot of the feathers, including some flight feathers. Therefore, they can't do much flighting, and they've been sitting around. And every day I come by, I see the two swans sitting out there. Some neighbors have asked me, well, are they breeding? Are they going to have babies? And I said, nope, not if they had arrived on the 1st of July. That's too late. They are out there pruning. They're getting ready. They're going to grow back their new feathers. You'd be curious to see how long they waited. Well, they arrived on July 1. They left on August 1. And I don't expect to see them back, but it was a good case to see that in the summertime. Other things of note, we have plenty of insects out there. And you may have noticed the latest crop of mosquitoes. People always talk about the mosquitoes of late summer as being smaller but being aggressive. And, yes, I've noticed that a good deal. But I've also noticed some other really interesting insects. We got a hornet nest near the house that I've been watching, and I just love the hornets, the bald-faced hornets. They are predators. They go out and they catch other insects. They bring them back to feed the young. And we got grasshoppers and locusts along roadsides, large numbers of them. The weather has been conducive to them. Crickets are calling. Out in the lake, I've been watching a group of whirlyjig beetles. They are the most interesting insects. They live on the surface of the water. They're called whirlyjig because a way of defending themselves is to go through these really rapid circular gyration type of swimming. And they live pretty much in groups. And these groups will move around to different parts, and so it's been interesting watching them. That's often a phenomenon of late summer. And then we have the two kinds of dragonflies, the darners, the large darners, and the small meadowhawks that are common at this time. And as I've said before, when you have lots of insects, you have spiders. This is an absolutely terrific time right now to get out and see spiders. Now, if anybody doesn't appreciate spiders, but you like the photogenic webs, get out in the morning and take a look when there's dew crossing on the webs, and yet they are worth seeing and worth photographing regardless of how you feel about the web makers. This is also a great time for wildflowers. You mentioned goldenrods. Goldenrods are a favorite. They are terrific. We have about a dozen kind in our area. They are a native plant. They grow large. They're yellow. At first, they all look alike, but if you take a closer look, you will see different kinds. And, yeah, they're out there, and they will last for a long time on the roadsides. Other yellow ones on the roadsides that last for a long time are the sunflowers. And then we have the white and purple, bluish kind of color of the asters, and they're getting more numerous every day as well. But there's plenty more. There's Joe Pye Weed. There's Boneset. There's Pearly Everlasting. There's arrowheads along the sides of the swamps and lakes. There's jewelweed. There's sow thistle. On and on. There's plenty more out there. So, yes, we tend to think of wildflowers mostly in the spring, but get out in late summer. There's a lot to see. Meanwhile, the earlier summer ones, they have passed their blooming time, and now they're forming seeds. And one of the more obvious of those is the Canada thistle. But there's also fireweed. Both of them make seeds that will blow around in the wind. Later in the season, we'll see the same thing from milkweed. Berry time is still going on. I found ripe raspberries this week. I even found a few ripe blueberries. But blackberry season has moved in this area, as well as chokecherry. So a lot of those out there. We have the developing of apple, crabapple, highbush cranberry, acorns are all going along. And then there's the mushrooms. Now, we have been dry lately, and we could certainly use some rain. But nevertheless, there is mushrooms out there. Every time, for some reason, when we talk about mushrooms, somebody will ask, are they edible? I would suggest you just forget about that. Go out and walk around and look at them because they're just plain interesting. And yes, August is just plain interesting. So take care and enjoy awesome August.
I think that is exactly what we shall do, Larry. Thanks again, and we'll talk next week.
Okay.
Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on Northland Morning.